Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome to the debut episode of the Cougs. Today we're going to be addressing the question of whether or not self-driving cars are safer. So ever since the early 1900s, self-driving cars have been an American dream that, you know, one day we can drive around hands-free while playing a card game in the back seat, not having to worry about managing a steering wheel or anything like that. The self-driving car technology was introduced earlier with self-propelled missile rockets in the mid-1900s. And that technology has, you know, advanced today into a digital revolution where smart cars are now becoming a reality. So by the 1960s, you know, artificial intelligence developers began, you know, dreaming of smart cars to navigate the streets. And the main challenges were the sensing of objects around them, the processing of the outside world to make decisions, you know, of where to go, and reacting with appropriate movement to what's going on around them. So the first steps with this technology were pretty basic, but in this day and age, in 2015, we're now coming to an era where self-driving cars will be a reality.
There are two major players in the world of self-driving cars, and those are Google and Gupta. Although both companies have similar characteristics in their cars, such as laser scanners, radar cameras, GPSs, and computers, there are a lot of differences. For example, Google is focused more on making a fast car that can be used on public roads, while Gupta is more focused on private grounds for universities, retirement communities, and resorts. Also, Gupta is focused on a modest goal of seeing slower, less showy vehicles, which will benefit the user more. Although both of these cars can be helpful and beneficial, the main controversy is whether or not using a self-driving car is worth the money that it takes to build them, as well as whether or not they are truly safe.
So what will driving be like in the future? Autonomous cars and vehicle-to-vehicle communication could profoundly change how traffic flows and even how highways are designed. There are three likely scenarios. The near-term scenario is that once cars on the road are able to drive themselves, the first major change will be seeing like self-driving lanes on highways. So once you enter the lane, you can set your vehicle to the recommended speed and then leave your car to haul the rest of the drive. The midterm scenario would be as semi-autonomous vehicles advance, expect them to start communicating with one another and eventually even with the infrastructure around them. At intersections, smart stoplights could automatically turn green if no other cars were approaching, which would smooth out traffic flow, reduce idling, and decrease accidents. And the long-term scenarios are that when the majority of vehicles on the road are semi-autonomous, and also able to talk with one another, high-speed motoring, we're talking triple digits, formation of driving, and seamless merging could be possible. All right, so next up on the Cougs podcast, we are reviewing the pros and cons of self-driving golf carts and cars.